And it's a look. I feel like it's a bit of a bleak return to work for me. I'm afraid because of the sort of nature of the stories that we're covering this morning, but we can't ignore them. Now, a situation that's still unfolding up at Carramar is police investigating the discovery of two bodies. Let's go to Amber Wilkinson from Channel 9 News, who's around the scene. What do you know at this stage, Amber?
Yeah, good morning, Gary. At the moment, information is limited and police are staying pretty tight-lipped as to what's going on. But look, what we do know is that police were called to a home here on Golf Links Drive just before 11 yesterday morning. That's where they discovered the bodies of two people inside. Now, I spoke to police just a few moments ago and they were able to tell us that those two people were a 64-year-old man and a 67-year-old woman who are known to each other. And investigators are assuring the community that there are no concerns for the general public safety. But look, as of right now, the street is still shut down as detectives look a bit further into these deaths. We've spoken to neighbours and they tell us they had absolutely no clue that anything was wrong until police arrived yesterday. The home very much remains a crime scene. Forensics have been here most of the morning bagging evidence, and the road is expected to be closed for most of the day, but they are asking anyone in the area with information to come forward as they try and piece together what's happened here.
And just out of interest, are the couple who have been found dead in that home, I mean, are they well known to those neighbours, etc.? Have you got a feel for that?
It sounds like they knew a lot of their neighbours, and like we said, a lot of them are simply shocked that something like this has happened, and they too are really anxious to get more information about what's happened to these people that they say they knew so well.
All right, well, we'll leave you to it, but it's that sounds like an interesting case, Amber. We'll no doubt see your reports at 4 and at 6 in the 9 News. Thanks very much for your time.
Thanks, Gary.
Yeah, a couple in their 60s. Police, interestingly, are saying that the public have nothing to fear from that incident. In other words, they don't appear to be looking for anyone, is all I can say to that. But we'll keep across it during the course of